This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 12th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent stuff. I got mine with Kool-Aid today. So if you do that, if you go to swiftenergy.gg, get the drink mixes, go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST, and you get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff. Really good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some stuff going to Xbox, a little bit of esports news, and we got some Monster Hunter Wilds news. Yeah, that's going to be something. But today we begin with Eurogamer, and they're saying that Starfield isn't happy, or Starfield fans aren't happy with Bethesda because they got to pay $6 for the creation storefront. Well, there were a lot of negative reviews on Steam, and that was about 500 in the last 2 days. And as while the creation kit is free to download, you have to use 700 Starfield creation credits to use it. Now, they were saying that the second mission of the Trekkers Alliance series, which is called Starjacker, is free, and the players did criticize the price for a single quest. So here's what Bethesda did write in a blog post. Quote, "New missions have been added to Starfield as a part of this update. Trekkers Alliance established the first several missions enabling you to live your best bounty hunting life. First mission, the Starjacker, will have you in contact with a mysterious tracker located in the settlements throughout the settlement systems. From there, let the hunts begin. The second Trekkers Alliance mission, the Vulture, is available within the new creations menu. And what bounty hunter is without their trusted methods to get the job done? But here's what people did say about that. Quote, really? Another push for curated paid mods no one asked for? Another player said, £7 for a single quest is absurd. The game isn't even finished. I still routinely get enemies clipping through the geometry. But a third one also said, quote, not recommended until these $7 single mission experiments end. What or would have recommended right up till that decision. Modders make better content for free in faction of the time. Now, we get to Black Ops 6 via GameSpot, and the developers are hoping that the Omni movement system would really be good. So, what is Omni movement? Well, this would allow players to sprint, jump, and dive in any direction. Now, Yale Miller was talking in an interview, and he hoped that said feature will become standard across the Call of Duty games. He also said it's a bigger hope for Treyarch, which is the company that made Black Ops 6, that other studios could use that same kind of feature in their own games. Now, that was part of the group interview that was attended by BGC, and Miller did say that in time, maybe the Omni movement system will be enjoyed by the Embrace players. Quote, we think of it that way. If it's great, people are going to want it. End quote. But he went on with that interview. Quote, it's our hope that it becomes a standard. I think if it is really good, I won't just become the standard for other Call of Duty games. Hopefully we do something, just like we play other games and go. That's dope. We want to try that in our game. How can we put our spin on it? We hope it's viewed that way as well. Now, TheVerge.com did say that Epic Games database could have some unannounced games in there. And that was reported by WCCF Tech. And the site that was called EpicDB was taken offline after it posted some information from that was the scrapped Epic Games on the Epic Games stores on Monday. But people said that they scanned the list. And there you could see a lot of games from the publishers, and somebody put a screenshot that was posted by a user on the Reset Era forum, and some of those had some bundles with them. And there's a lot of games that was there. There were like and within the Bethesda Softworks. Oblivion, Morrowind, Quake and Quake 2, Enhanced Bundle, part of the Sega, Miller, Terra, Sonic Superstars, Sonic Frontiers, for Sony PlayStation, God of War Ragnarok, LEGO Horizon Adventures, Until Dawn, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Square Enix Japan, had Momo, Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin, Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory, and there were some other things there as well. So, what Epic Games did say, via the spokesperson Brian Sharon, in a statement to The Verge, quote, "We released an update tonight so third-party tools can't surface any new unpublished product titles from the Epic Games Store catalog." So that's why they took it down. Or maybe Monster Hunter should have been up there. Oh boy, here we go. We got two stories for this one. First one comes from PC Gamer, and they said Monster Hunter Wilds director wanted to change the ecosystem. So what did this developer say? Well, the game director is named Yuya Tokuda, and he said, quote, "The ecosystem is consistently maintained. Even as you return to base, the world outside is moving and continuing where you left it in the background. Let's say you hunted Dashaguma and reduced the number of them on the map. When we open the map on the next time, if you want to find one to hunt, there might not be as many. If you pull down some rocks that hang in the cave to attack a monster, it'll be a while before those are ready again, because they kind of develop on their own time scale. So that will affect the next time you go there." So that's what they're doing with the ecosystem. But they also talked about Gemma. This comes to us via IGN. And the art slash executive director, Kaname Fujioka, the series producer, Ryozo Tsumoto, and director Takuda was talking about Gemma with IGN. And they were also talking about the gaming ecosystem as well. So here's what they said about Gemma after IGN was complimenting about that, or about her. What the art director said was, quote, "Yeah, so Gemma really is kind of like, she's a very important character. So she's one of the main support characters to your hunt or hunter character. She's a smithy. She's like a comforting presence to you as you're going through this world. And there's also a beautiful contrast that we've been able to make with her and Alma, the other character that we'd already released. Gemma is very kind of bright, energetic character. She's like, go and hunt, I'm supporting you. Alma is a bit more of a gentler, grounded character, so we really feel that the contrast is there, something that we hope players appreciate. And we're kind of going into it hoping that these characters will be popular, that players will actually like these characters. But we do have to be honest that we weren't quite expecting the level of popularity maybe they've achieved with so little information that we've been able to give them." End quote. Of course, there'll be more news about the game, so be ready. Now we move on to the kids getting in the car. Gotta get the water bottles all juiced up, because we're going to Rumorville. We're going to Rumorville. Rumorville via Nintendo Life. Because their rumor did say that there was some leaked code names, and they're suggesting that Turok, Tomb Raider, and Doom could be coming to Nintendo. So here's what Warrior64 set up on Twitter. Quote, "Once again, going back to that EpicDB. EpicDB, a SteamDB equivalent, launched and appears to be leaking unannounced projects under code names. Some of the listings include Final Fantasy 16, Final Fantasy 9 Remake, Momo, Turok from Saber, The Last of Us Part 2, Utah, and lots more to discover." So could that be Doom and the other things? We'll see about that. Once again, just all rumors. Now, let's head over to the Esports Corner. Get out of Rumorville. Team Vitality, according to Esports Insider, has entered the Honor of Kings, and they're part of the partner program. Now, Team Vitality has expanded the Esports operations into the Honor of Kings, and as a mobile MOBA, title that was created by Timmy's Studios Group, a part of Tencent, and that was published by Level Infinite. And they will be entering the Honor of Kings Invitational Season 2 as the fifth and final partner of the Honor of Kings new esports program. So Fabian Divide, which is the co-founder and president of Team Vitality, did say, quote, "We are grateful to Tencent for their confidence in Team Vitality. We have the unique opportunity to occupy a special place in one of their flagship games, the most played and watched mobile MOBA in the world. We can't wait to show our ambition to take part in the show," end quote. The show will be on June 20th, and Tencent and Level Infinite did allocate $15 million for the budget. Now, Ninjas in Pajamas did announce their partnership with Team Flash, once again from Esports Insider, which means Ninja in Pajamas will be entering the Mobile Legends Bang Bang Esports with Team Flash, which is being renamed NIP Flash, Ninjas in Pajamas Flash, so NIP Flash. Here's what Mark Chu, CEO of Team Flash, did say about this. Quote, "This partnership not only strengthens our position in the MLBB arena, but also opens up new opportunities for innovation and growth. Together with Ninja in Pajamas, we will continue to push the boundaries of excellence." Now we get to some really good stuff, because PlayStation Lifestyle did say that The Rise of Ronin did become one of Tecmo's best-selling games, because they did reveal The Rise of Ronin launch sales, and the game did release exclusively to PlayStation 5, and people are still buying it. And right now, it is their best-selling game. Now, there's no numbers as released about this, but it is still being called one of the best-selling games. So congratulations to them. Gamatsu.com did say that Visions of Mana will be launching August 29th. And that'll be for PlayStation 5, Xbox, Series X and S, PlayStation 4, and on Steam and the Microsoft Store. So there's going to be some different things to it. I'm not going to go through everything. Standard Edition is $60 across the board. And the PlayStation 4 version is only available in Europe, Japan, and Asia. And the only thing that you're going to get is the copy of the game. The Physical Collector's Edition, which is a Square Enix store exclusive in North America, Europe, and Japan. And the PlayStation 4 version will be Europe, Japan, and Asia. And this will have a copy of the game, Collector's Edition Good Box, which is a Remco plush, Visions of Mana Art of Mana art book, Visions of Mana original soundtrack, and the Collector's Edition Special Box. That's for $200. The Digital Standard Edition for $60 will have a copy of the game and the Brave Blade weapon for Val. The Digital Deluxe Edition will have those two things, plus 24 hours of early access starting August 28th. That's through pre-order. Same with the Brave Blade. The Mana Superstars costume set. That's after you download the costume set. And that'll be available in main menu. Click on gear skills, click on gear, click on appearance. And that'll have the Final Fantasy Adventure Sumo outfit, Secret of Mana Poppy outfit, Trials of Mana Ray's outfit, Legends of Mana Liza outfit, along with the Lady Black Pearl outfit. I'll also have the background music bundle, which has 26 background music tracks, along with Final Fantasy Adventure, Endless Battlefield, Battle 1, and In Search of the Sword of Mana, Battle 2, Secret of Mana, Into the Thick of It, Leave Time for Love, The Oracle Midian Dance, Trials of Mana, Swivel, Powell, High Tension Wire, Legend of Mana, Pain in the Universe, Darkness of Nova, so on and so forth, Children of Mana, Raving Tower, Sublime Lord Lightning, Dawn of Mana, Dark Shrine, Heroes of Mana, As Our Heart Wills, Rise of Mana, The Drip, Drip, Drip of Memory. The digital pre-order will have the blade, or the Braver Blade weapon for Val. The full article is a GQDN show notes, and you have to be a Patreon to access. There's a lot more stuff in there. We don't have time for that, but we got time for this. If you like Atari, according to GameSpot, the Atari 2600 Plus is discounted for the first time, and you can grab it for $115. That was $130. It's over on Amazon, and it's got Yara's Revenge, Missile Command, Adventure, Combat, Dodge 'em, Haunted House, Maze Craze, Real Sports Volleyball, Surround, and Video Pinball. And Xbox didn't update via purexbox.com. So on the June 24 update, you'll have to personalize your home backgrounds. You can connect your Xbox to wireless networks, manage your subscriptions from the console. You have some Xbox controller firmware updates. You have a new Game Pass menu on PC. You can manage your Xbox Cloud Gaming save data and the mouse and keyboard support for Xbox gaming. Yeah, we're back to the regular news now. And there's going to be more tomorrow. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.